One of the innovations that the NWAK used was the use of enormous long conveyor belts. They conveyed the overburden up to where they dumped it. They brought the sand and gravel from a pit not too far away. It crossed the river. They had conveyors crossing the river. It was an enormous amount. The volume of conveyors were unprecedented in construction history.
There was two mixing batch plants, they called them. Oh, there's an overlook back this way. That's where one of the batch plants were. The one of them was downriver, conveyor belt. Mile and a half long, I believe. Mile and a half long conveyor.
There were two or three, maybe two, trestles that were built where the donkeys would bring the great big cement buckets, and a crane would pick them up and put it in the proper place, and they would dump it.
Yes, I worked on Grand Coulee Dam. I worked they had on the cleanup crew. Boy, that was hard work. If you didn't work, there were 10 guys down there waiting to get your job. I was a block 40, I think it was. It's about to the middle. And that was cleanup crew. You had to go clear down the bedrock. And you had to sandblast that bedrock, clean it up. And there was all lots of gold down in there. I took a lunch pail of that sand home to my dad. And he washed it out, and he got 3 ounces of gold. But that stopped us from doing that. So I worked on that quite a while. A good friend of mine got me over on a muck conveyor, and that was a lot easier. I liked that. I worked on that muck conveyor about 6 months, and then I transferred to a bellboy on the hammerhead crane. And that was really good. All I had to do was sit on the edge of the form and talk to the operator in that hammerhead crane when they're pouring concrete. Now, that was really good. I'd tell him, travel east, hold your travel. A little more stick, coming down easy. Hold your load. Okay, pick her up a little bit. That's good. Highball, take her home. We just poured a bucket of concrete. Yeah, it worked 40 hours. And they paid 50 cents an hour. Take out everything, you'd have about $19.60.
My dad, Norman Scott, he got work as a laborer and soon advanced to a jackhammer man. And then he learned how to become a powder man and load the holes to blast with. I remember a lot the rock dust all over him when he got home from work, you know, just gray. Of course, it was tough for Mom to wash clothes. There was a standpipe eventually, and you went up and packed your bucketfuls of water down to do washing or household. And there were little outhouses behind every house, row of cabins.
I met my husband in a tavern. Here's this cowboy standing in the doorway of this tavern, 6'2" and real handsome and real laid back. He should have been in the movies. And he had a car, but he's got a job, one of the hardest jobs on the dam, a concrete vibrator. They poured the dam in big buckets. I believe they were 8 yards, 16 ton, I think. And dropped them from a high line down, poured them in 50-foot blocks, raised 5 foot. And each block had to be absolutely clean.
We had this CCC, it's in here, Civilian Conservation Corps. They did the clearing. They cleared the lake for 151 miles, preparing the lake bed. And they lived on barges, by the way.
And there was a big trash rack behind the dam that caught all the trash that came down, like from all the towns above the dam. All that trash came down that they didn't get cleaned out, and all the rattlesnakes came down. Thousands of rattlesnakes. And they'd be out there on those log booms, and we'd go up there and you could see their heads all sticking up like little trees, and they'd go down and we'd shoot rattlesnakes. Well, we had a carpenter foreman. He worked on trash racks. It was a lot of carpenter work because of the forms to hold the concrete. Then there was the donkey, the little donkeys that ran across. We had a guy lived in our apartments that ran a donkey. Then there was the concrete man. And then there was four engineers, and I thought they were peachy keen. They were college men, and I thought they were peachy keen. High climbers. They were monkey men. They had to scale the walls. They had to be absolutely clean, perpendicular, and smooth. And T-Bone McDowell, T-Bone and Andy, they were high climbers, and they go up a rope and they take jackhammers, big jackhammers, and drill holes and set charges. And then they swing out of the way and set those charges out. And then they go up and set some more holes. They were fearless. Andy had been a contortionist in Barnum and Bailey Circus. T-Bone was our best friend. He was huge. He had biceps. It's from jackhammering and swinging on a rope and setting charges. They were something else, those guys. That was their living. They started out as miners, I think.